Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 13th. In the year of our Lord, 2020, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips, and best of all, we reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, let's see here. We got a lot to cover, folks. Let's get straight to it. News the networks refused to use yesterday. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, discussions of all things liberty. We talked about Joe Biden, quote, I've chosen. Let's see how you say this here. Kamala Harris as my running mate. A play-by-play of Kamala Harris. She admits she smokes weed, Washington Post. Tucker Carlson refuses to pronounce her name right. It's Kamala, by the way. Kamala Harris says she believes the women that accused Joe Biden of inappropriate sexual behavior. Of course, now she's doubling down and backing the same guy that was involved in the sexual perversion that she believed the women on. Very strange. A record 76% of Americans will be able to vote by mail. New York Times, ripe for fraud, to say the least. Fox's Tucker Carlson. Kanye West, the most compelling voice against abortion and Planned Parenthood. And you got Kamala Harris, the most abortion pro-advocate you can find. Records show, believe it or not, that Donald Trump donated to Kamala Harris and her campaign twice while he was a private citizen, especially when she was running for attorney general. Hour two, we talked about Kamala Harris more liberal than even Bernie Sanders, Senate records show. Kamala Harris talks Black Lives Matters, cops, justice. She claims she was the top cop as the attorney general. We talked about a Florida teen provides apartment to nurses who lost home in a fire. Homeless veteran receives a remodeled, refurbished home. I guess a pizzeria offers meals to people who lost power during the tropical storm. Can't even pronounce that, Isaias or whatever it is. Couple married nearly 80 years, both turn 100, celebrate their birthdays. They say, we haven't changed. Good, clean living is the reason for their success, they say. Married almost 80 years. Wow, good for them. We talked about anonymous donor offers to completely cover funeral expenses for the wife of a Texas man. Guy didn't have the money to take care of the funeral, was super worried. Private, anonymous people came to his aid. What a wonderful example. Pennsylvania girl raises more than $1,200 for the fire department. Good for her. People doing good things everywhere, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live here to tell you about it. Chihuahua, even the dogs are getting in on it, folks. Chihuahua saves owner's life when he has a stroke. A really smart dog, they say. Amen to that. And we talked about a father of 30 kids who makes a mind-blowing discovery worth millions of dollars. Wow, he plans to build a school and continue raising his 2,000 cows. Not going to change his life much. We talked about this lady named Anna Del Pryor. Has no plans to slow down. She's 107. She beat the coronavirus. Yeah, she beat the coronavirus. She also beat the Spanish flu back in 1918. And believe it or not, so did her younger sister, who's 105 right now. And there's a website about elderly people and surviving the coronavirus, documenting their cases. And I think that that's a great place for us to search to say, how do these people do so well? What's the difference? Is it their diet? Is it their genes? Is it the way they live their lives? Is it their belief in God? What is at the core? All I can tell you is it's worth research. Fauci, jump on it, buddy, would you please? And that's a recap of yesterday's news the networks refused to use. From Liberty Roundtable Live, still available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word and donate today, would you please? Every penny will help us grow the positive news and the news the networks refuse to use. We cover 6 days a week on the Sabbath we rest. So 6 days a week, 2 hours a day in the media. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. A couple of quick stories on Kamala Harris. Kamala is how you say it, by the way. Kamala Harris. They say it's Kamala. So Kamala Harris. Anyway, it turns out that not only did she smoke weed, but the point that Larry Pratt made yesterday about her being big old hypocrite, turns out the Senator Kamala Harris, when she was the Attorney General and she was a prosecutor, she reportedly prosecuted nearly 2,000 people on marijuana-related charges. Yeah, almost 2,000 people. A total of 1,974 to be exact. So while she was smoking pot, she was, you know, busting people for criminal activity on that. Now, Bernie Sanders and others want to legalize drugs, and now she's on the legalized drug campaign as well. By the way, the Wikipedia editors are now sanitizing Kamala Harris's webpage. There you have it. They're going to go ahead and take out all the interesting ties she has to all kinds of extreme liberal causes, Kurt. They're going to make her seem like a moderate candidate. That's how they play the game. So you and I can't tell the truth about somebody, or they say it's fake news and they shut us down. But yet they can literally revise a page, a Wikipedia page on Kamala Harris, literally changing the facts about her. And nobody seems to blink an eye. Pro-life leaders are now saying Kamala Harris and the Biden-Harris ticket, the most pro-abortion ticket in history, Kurt. So she's pro-abortion, she's pro-gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. She's anti-religion big time. That's liberal extremist Kamala Harris. I guess former Republican Utah rep Jason Chaffetz, he's predicting a Biden-Harris loss, saying that the two were fundamentally wrong on all the issues. I agree with that. And CNN doubling down and step to saying that Joe Biden is planning to step aside for Kamala Harris. CNN kind of articulating that. The question becomes, does that mean step aside during his first term? Or does that mean serve out his first term and then turn it over to her for the second term, letting her kind of slide into the presidency state and grab a different VP pick and give her a little bit of incumbent status? We don't know what that all means, but it's very scary indeed when the most liberal senator, probably in history, literally a breath away from becoming president of the free world. There you have it, Kurt. Anything else on Kamala Harris?
I think you've covered most everything about her.
All right, then you want to talk about this Florida sheriff, don't you?
Well, you know, it's just nice to see an occasional, you know, somebody out there doing something a little different. But you've got a Florida sheriff. The headline from WorldNet Daily says, "Outbreak. Sheriff bans mask wearing for employees amid pandemic." This is no longer, subheadline, by the way, this is no longer a debate, nor is it up for discussion. So I suppose this won't be
what sheriff?
One of the guys.
What's his name?
It won't be one of the guys that the boys at Biden and Harris choose to work with there. But in this case, we're talking about Sheriff Billy Woods.
Of Marion County, Florida?
Let's see. I'm looking at the county. It's Ocala, Florida. Marion County. That's right. Good job. You're already way ahead of me. But anyway, he said, or the story goes, according to MEAWW.com there. As coronavirus cases surge in the U.S., the country is still grappling with the debate about wearing face masks, and not just among the general public of America. Yeah, they say recently they got a one guy you know, or I mean, they're talking about the president where he got a U-turn and he kind of wore a face mask. But they say in Marion County, Sheriff Billy Woods has not yet understood the importance of face coverings as he issued an order for his staff members saying they will not wear masks at work.
And if they come with a mask, they'll be asked to leave, Kurt.
Yeah, there you go. He said that they cannot cover their faces while visiting the office. My
and he
order
gives a
will
clear
stand.
Reason, Kurt.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he says, but in his email, Woods has made some exceptions, like officers are allowed to wear masks while at the courthouse, the jail, and public schools and hospitals. They can also cover their faces while dealing with people suspected of having contracted the coronavirus. For all of these exceptions, the moment that enforcement action is to be taken, and it requires you to give an individual orders, etc., the mask will be immediately removed. Woods' mail continued as for special details. What would you say the main reason?
Well, he says in the story, the main reason is communication. And what he says is, listen, clear communication is paramount in these times. When the cops are on the ropes for everything, we cannot have miscommunication. Our deputies need to be able to analyze the situation and make quick decisions. They can only do that if communication is clear and concise. It's paramount at these times, and masks make that literally impossible.
Good point.
Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Brian Rust, RushCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right, we're talking about this incredible sheriff that says, hey, man, you're not going to wear masks. And if you come with a mask, we're telling you to leave. You're not going to wear a mask. People are beating him up and saying he doesn't have a clue. But he's very clear, the Florida sheriff tells deputies they cannot wear masks. We're talking about Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. He says clear communication is paramount in these times. This is no longer a debate, nor is it up for discussion, he finishes. And his point is, listen, we can't have masks where people are mumbling and you can't hear what they're saying. You can't have masks where you can't see somebody's facial expressions well enough. Communication is critical. And if the cops are going to be on the ropes all the time for being the bad guys everywhere, then he's saying, look, my cops have got to be able to, my deputies, my police officers, whatever you want to say, my sheriffs and deputies, they've got to be able to make wise decisions. They've got to be able to make split-second decisions. And it can't be done reliably with masks on, period. I dig it. Brian, your response.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, I think, and that's the thing, we need to be, you know, he's giving this communication to his officers and allow them to make choices themselves, smart, wise choices. Obviously, we're trying to do the best we can to help everybody around, but we're you know, people that can make a choice, and we should be able to have that choice. And I think, especially with all the problems that are going on with, with people attacking the police, that they ought to be able to communicate and really make, you know, what they need to do or to accomplish their purpose. So I agree.
Kurt, any more on this one?
Well, you know, I can give you some personal info, at least for me, when I've got to do the whole mask thing or, you know, face shield or whatever. You know, people have a hard time hearing me. I try to speak up and, you know, then you have to kind of get closer so that you can be heard. Which, as far as I can say, that kind of causes a problem with the whole social distancing thing, you know. And then, you know, let's say you're somebody that has a little hard time hearing, and you're used to reading lips. I mean, you're in real trouble. And, you know, as the sheriff says, you know, it's difficult to understand somebody when they cover up their mouth. You know, it covers up what's coming out. And, you know, I know you might be safe from a virus, but then you couldn't hear properly.
Well, if you don't obey and you get killed by the cops, you certainly won't be safe from anything because you'll be dead as a doornail, buddy.
Yeah, or the other way around.
As Kurt would say, other than that, it's not so bad.
Yeah, so there's some difficulties there. And then you got all these different kind of versions, like what's the approved mask? You know, what's the CDC approved one? Is it some that, you know, covers the whole thing and goes down over your throat? Is it, you know, the face shield kind of thing?
As you said before, Kurt, you got to have a full hazmat suit on, buddy.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, and it's getting so... Go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead, get in the bubble, right? We just have to kind of wear some kind of bubbles.
Well, that's exactly right. It reminds me of being a little kid and watching that TV show about that bubble boy or whatever movie kind of thing and stuff like that. Now, the other interesting thing is this is how bad it's getting to make the point. Wisconsin State Agency forces masks while on video calls now.
Yeah, so you're sitting at home. You're doing a Zoom call. You're
yes,
the
sir.
Only one there. And
yes,
if you're not in your mask, you're in trouble.
That's correct, sir.
So, you know, it's just nuts.
It sounds funny, Brian, and I get your laugh because it's like almost so insane. You can't even believe it's true, but this is real stuff.
Wow.
Now listen to the next one. Now government orders workers to wear masks, even when home alone. Why? To show that state employees care about the safety of others, Kurt.
I mean, what's up with that, Sam? I mean, this is just mask.
You really want me to explain this to you?
Craziness, I think.
I'll give you three words to explain it, and then Brian can respond. Ready? Drunk.
All right.
With power.
There you go. That's it.
I mean, these people are absolutely psychotic.
Yeah. Makes no sense to me.
It makes sense if your goal is tyranny and your goal is to force compliance, then it makes sense. Otherwise, it is absolutely insane. All right, let's move to honest money for Brian. Where's gold sitting, sir?
Let's see. Gold sitting at 1938.64.
3854?
What? 1938.64.
64. Now, that's interesting. It's down slightly, right?
Yeah, it's down probably $100 from last week, actually.
All right, silver?
Silver's 26.49.
And silver's up then, huh? 2649?
Yeah, that's actually down $1 or $7.2. It was over 28 last week.
Okay, 26.49.
Yep.
And Kurt wants to go on the rhodium again.
Rhodium's 10,700.
Dude, that's way up.
Yeah, that's up $1,000.
Kurt, you made a bunch of cash, bro.
Yeah, you know me. Big investor, man.
Kurt's cleaning up, man.
Yeah.
He's got honey and rhodium.
That's right.
And an eternal marriage. What more could you want?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. Wow. All right, what else should we know about the metals market, sir?
Well, they've been, you know, we're riding this little roller coaster. You know, they're playing this. They're trying to pump money into that, the stock market, and maintaining that. I kind of, you know, you look at, realistically, you look who's really profiting from this pandemic, and it's all these billionaires, right? They, you know, they're making boku bucks on the stock, you know, at the expense of the middle class or their workers, you know, who are trying to survive, or some don't even have jobs, they're trying to survive. But boy, you know, a lot of these billionaires, they, you know, that stock market keeps pumping up, and the president makes an announcement, and Kodak and then these other companies, man, boom, up their stock goes. They sell off. They're making some hefty bank.
What do you need a job for these days, Brian?
That's it.
Good right, point. Kurt, what do you need a job for, man?
Well, yeah, if you got your cash, you just, I guess you just put it in these different places and, you know,
all you got to do is keep the food coming to my door and keep the Netflix a rolling, baby, and just leave me the heck alone, okay? Isn't that how it seems to be for a lot of people?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next story has to do with scientists and masks. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. There's, scientists say, well, here's the headline. Basically, scientists find wearing certain masks may be more dangerous than wearing none at all. Jack Davis at the Western Journal has got this piece. So now you got some scientists jumping in and, you know, probably disagreeing with other scientists. You know, it makes you think of the whole global warming thing. You know, is it really happening? Is it not? Anyway, these guys are the researchers at Duke Universities. They performed a study which was published in what's called Science Advances. They do not hold their report to be the final word on the effectiveness of the masks they examined, but rather the start of a conversation that can help Americans to make wise choices. They say the study noted that the use of protective masks has been required during the coronavirus pandemic. You know, you'll find it there in the Constitution. It is assumed that wearing such masks reduces the likelihood for an infected person to spread the disease. But many of these mask designs have not been tested in practice, according to the study. Researchers
tested 14
masks. Well, why
do you got to test them if you're just going to mandate this against all scientific reality anyway, Kurt?
Good point, Sam. They tested all 14 masks, including an N95 mask that was professionally fitted to the wearer. Those are the top-grade masks used by healthcare workers and first responders. The Duke team had a speaker talk without wearing a mask, then again with a mask. Each mask was tested 10 times. The test was conducted by having the speaker talk into a box. A laser was set up to highlight the droplets that emerged when the speaker talked. A cell phone camera then recorded the results. The N95 masks worked the best, with surgical masks a close second. Neck fleeces or gator masks, sometimes used by runners, finished last. Oh, isn't that special? We noticed that speaking through some masks, particularly the neck fleece, seemed to disperse the largest droplets into a multitude of smaller droplets. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Sam, we got to do some big time research on this mask thing. I mean, it's just vital, don't you
think? If you just leave it to people's liberty to choose as they will, you can just release the research as it comes out, and people can make up their own minds.
Liberty?
Huh?
Freedom? Come on now, Sam.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden yesterday formally introduced the woman he's chosen to be his running mate. During a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris said she is ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic women before me.
President Trump called Biden's choice an unusual pick, saying that there was nobody more insulting to Biden than Harris during the Democratic primary race. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says in a statement that Democrats have no interest in negotiating a coronavirus relief package. He released the statement after talking to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi says it's the White House that's not budging. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York Yankees are making a deal with TikTok. The ball club and its Yes Network making the move despite President Trump's threats to shut down the popular social media app in the U.S. over national security concerns. TikTok will pay $10 million for sponsorship rights, including signs at Yankee Stadium. A black militia group says it plans to skip a protest this weekend planned by right-wing extremist groups at Georgia's Stone Mountain Park. The leader of the NFAC says that the organization does not want to interfere with the group's constitutional rights to protest at the event that's planned for this Saturday. The NFAC had shown up at the park on July 4th for a march that was peaceful. Neo-Confederate and white supremacist organizers are intending to hold their rally this Saturday, although local governments say they don't have a permit. And this is USA Radio News.
Yeah, TikTok is banned, ladies and gentlemen, except for if they can get a bunch of cash out of them. Then they'll go ahead and sacrifice your freedom and liberties and privacy rights on the altar of big bucks. As long as the government gets a piece of the pie, it's all good. All right. You got some whacked out liberal local lawmaker in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you're, here's the headline, Sam. Crazed lawmaker wants people not wearing a face mask to be charged with murder or attempted murder. I guess
Kurt, but it
this
doesn't
is
say
out
crazed.
Of, well, I know. I just added that. It's just kind of one that, a crazed Nashville City Council member, Sharon Hurt, she's putting a whole lot of hurt on people there. She insanely wants people not wearing a COVID-19 face mask to be charged with murder or attempted murder. Yep.
Now we'll probably catch her running around without a mask pretty soon, huh, Kurt?
Well, I think so. I think people should watch her everywhere she goes and, make sure she's completely masked up everywhere.
Especially
but anyway,
when she's in the shower.
Yeah. This, she says, let's see. She needs to have stronger legislation to say that if you do not wear a mask and you subject exposure of this virus to someone else, then there will be some stronger penalty as it is in other viruses that are exposed. Remember when they did that with the AIDS deal, right? You had some people cruising around specifically trying to infect other people or whatever, and they said they were doing it, committing murder or whatever. It's just, I don't know. To me, it's more of the masked, well,
drunk
craziness going
with
on.
Power. It reminds me of the old Styx song, though. Renegade Had It Made.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one, but
I'll have to play it for you one of these times. Anyway, you know, I don't have very long. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, right? All right. 17-year-old didn't get hung, but has to go in for surgery.
Well, yeah, this is WorldNet Daily Peace says 17-year-old undergoes surgery after couple attacks over water park's mask policy. Subheadline, teen was aggressively punched by both female and male. So Daily Caller kind of chimed in here. This is Langhorne, Pennsylvania. This water park employee had to undergo surgery after a couple reportedly assaulted him after he asked them to adhere to the park's mask policy. This is according to local ABC affiliate, and of course, you know the fine quality reporting they do. The incident occurred, they say, around 5 p.m. After the 17-year-old asked the couple to wear face coverings as required by Sesame Place's water parks policy, according to ABC6, a guest assaulted and seriously injured one of our team members.
Do you believe the story, Kurt?
Well, do I believe that this happened? Is that what you're saying?
No, do you believe the circumstances behind it all?
They say the teen was aggressively punched by both the female and the male. I mean, there's no video, Sam. You'd think they'd have all this camera stuff going on.
Yeah, so here's my problem with the story. Why is it always the people that don't want to wear masks? They're the evil, violent, crazy ones. The legitimate employee that was just advocating for everyone to be safe and good and healthy and mask-wearing and literally buy the propaganda and peddle the deception on this thing, that's the good person. The crazy, non-wearing mask, foaming at the mouth, people just, I mean, they almost killed him, you know? So do I believe that this person got beat up? Probably so. But I bet you, if you dig into the story, you'll find that it wasn't just over the simple mask thing. They might have known each other. Other things might have been said and or done that escalated. I just don't believe that the guy peacefully walked up and said, hey, can you guys please wear your masks? It's a policy around here. And I'm an employee here, and I'm really asking you to please wear your... And they just went ham and beat the tar out of this person to belligerence. It just seems like they're finding stories all around the country that the non-mask wearers are always the escalating, violent, extreme, crazy, foaming-at-the-mouth people. And I find it fits their narrative too well to believe every story. Now, I don't know the case of this one. I haven't dug into it. I'm just telling you that often it's kind of like the black narrative. You know, all of a sudden we hear that, oh, my gosh, there was nooses. There was this. Or black woman got threatened by white males, threatened to rape her, and then you find out she made it all up over and over and over. So they have a narrative, and whenever you see stories that fit the narrative, you got to step back and say, is this really all there is to it? Now, I'm not saying that I'm right or that I know on this. I'm just telling you, it seems too picture-perfect for the narrative, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Sam. I mean, the thing is they want to tell you what they want you to hear. So, you know, you're not going to get all the story because they don't want you to hear all the story. They just want you to hear the parts that gets your mind thinking about, wow, yeah, that's wrong. So they're escalating what they want you to hear and driving you down their path.
And let me tell you what makes me believe this is there's more to this story. Aggressively punched by the female and the male. So I get that the guy might get mad at the guy and say, shut up, man, leave my girlfriend alone. And he punches the guy. I get it. You know, I'm not supporting it. I just understand it. But you're telling me the girl went, all right, and she just starts punching him aggressive. I'm just not buying it. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying the narrative just seems too picture perfect. It just seems like there's more to this story.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Just so you know, they say the suspected couple fled the scene in a vehicle with New York state plates. Well, see, that makes it all understandable. I mean, if they're from New York, I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Let me understand this, too. You're at the water park. You're in your swimming suit or whatever. You've got your towels laying out and your suntan lotion or whatever you've got going on, your bag, maybe some treats, some water, who knows. And you just literally beat the tar out of somebody, the male and the female. And, buddy, you just get away in your getaway vehicle. Boom.
That's right. You're in Pennsylvania and you're headed back to New York, you know. I mean, that's just
We couldn't catch them. We couldn't stop them. But by golly, we got the New York license plate. I'm just saying. See, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm telling you. Yeah. I don't know the truth of the facts on the story, but I'm telling you, I believe it's flat-out propaganda. We'll see. And I pray for the 17-year-old, no matter what the case is, if somebody really got beat up. Okay? I'm not dismissing the violence. I'm just telling you that the narrative is weird. Heightening the narrative of manipulation. Dateline Nursery School, Kurt.
Well, Sam, you'll be glad to know that, the headline reads, Nursery School Forces Children into Plastic Pods to Enforce Social Distancing. See, if you're not going to do it yourself, we're going to make sure you
do. Well, these little kids don't really understand the social distancing. Yeah, why? So I want to play with my buddy. I want to pull that little girl's hair. I like her. I want to. Isn't that what kids do?
Yeah, they do, but they got to quit that.
They got to learn to social distance, buddy, or be forced into the pods. And so we're not going to call those pods little cages like on the border. These are just pods, Kurt.
Yeah, and by the way, in there, do you get a podcast in your pod? I mean, can you do that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, anyway.
Wow, enforce social distancing.
Isn't it a visual? I mean, these children, they're kind of trying to teach them what they want to have happen or so on. It's a visual. So if we put you in a pod, this is society. This is the way it's supposed to be. And we're visually showing you kind of that distancing. You got to do this. And they're creating, I guess, a
visual. Yeah, they look, it looks like cages to me, but.
Well, you're allowed to call them cages on the border, sir. You're not allowed to call them cages here. Yeah. It's actually for the good of everybody. And not only that, if you're in your pod, then you won't get beat up by some anti-maskers.
And this is happening in Bangkok, Thailand, they say.
Wow.
And the school there has reopened its doors to its 250 students. But it says remarkable pictures show the huge changes that have had to happen. Yeah,
they open the cages.
They're like little cages that are plastic that each kid's in, and each kid's got a little face mask. And I mean, they look really safe there, Sam.
Heck yeah. I'm glad about that. Hey, Brian, how much are those Silver Eagle silver dollars right now?
They're running about 35, 50 and up.
All right. And they were a little bit more expensive before, too. So right now they got a little reprieve.
They haven't. So, right. But your price has just come down. Your physical, again, hasn't really dropped much. I mean, it still continues to hold that level.
So, yeah, I know somebody bought some the other day. They were 36-something or 37-something, though.
Yeah, even 38. So, yeah, wow. They've come down just a touch, but not much. So
Kurt wants a million of them.
Yeah,
there you go. Of course,
I'm in my peaceful pod, in my office. I've got it's kind of like a pod, I guess, and I sit in there trying to.
Well, yeah.
More of these.
You got your mask on?
Well, there's the problem.
That's right.
Beat up myself because the mask has really.
You know that old Garth Brooks song "Shameless"? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do a version of that called Maskless. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What do you think of that? Brian's got a fly, ladies and gentlemen. You got a wise word for the American people, sir?
Yeah, I think you mentioned those words, clear communication and wise choices.
Ooh, good work, sir. Godspeed, brother.
Hey, thanks. Good work, guys.
You betcha. Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. There's your honest money report on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the sh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC, Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, while Kirk Crosby gives you the next headline, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the internet. I'm at the Google, right? I'm on Google, and I'm searching this thing, Kurt. It's called pigmentation therapy, my friend.
All right, well, here's the headline.
You gotta study pigmentation therapy?
Well, I'm sure it'll be, some of the new jobs in the future will be pigmentation therapists. I don't know what, I mean, will you be working in those industries, etc.? But the headline reads, Oprah hosts white guilt session. Whiteness gives you an advantage no matter what. It's a Breitbart piece, and, so I guess Oprah's this billionaire, right, Sam? Billionaire media mogul Oprah Winfrey. I think that would be black privilege, as far as I can tell. She's a lot more privileged than I am. But anyway, Robert Krajicek writes this piece, and she did an episode of what's called her eponymous. Some series. It's called The Oprah Conversation. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be upset because I missed this. But she declared that whiteness and white privilege afford unspecified benefits to white people in what she called the caste.
What do you mean unspecified? I got to specify them so I can take advantage of them, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. In an episode that was entitled Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, Part 1, it featured a former NFL linebacker, Emmanuel Acho. I'm sure a guy hardly made any money in the NFL.
That dude a black guy?
Its name from Acho's YouTube series of the same name, and that's another YouTube series I've missed, Oprah Winfrey invited several white people to discuss racism, white privilege, and whiteness. She praised her white guests for accusing themselves of being racist. Hey, see, now you can be a good boy if you accuse yourself
of being racist.
Wouldn't
you like to
racist.
Be a racist, too?
There you
All
go.
Right, now listen, here's the Oprah problem, said, Kurt. They yes. say that if you don't admit you're a racist, then it just shows how racist you are. So, see, they're praising them for admitting they're racist. And I guess I've just got to come out now. I'm a hardcore racist, Kurt. You want to know why?
I knew that about you, Sam, because you're white.
Yeah, and because I just realized, hey, I do have privilege.
Yeah, you do. You've got... Yeah, you can breathe the air and all that kind of stuff.
You want to know the biggest privilege I have?
Everybody else. You're a son of God?
To being forced to agree with their narrative. Because, see, if I agree I'm a racist, then I finally acknowledge the truth. Yeah. If I hold out and say that I'm not a racist, then I'm just not acquainted with the truth, and it just proves my privilege. So by force, I'm a racist. And so now that I realize it, then I'm supposedly on better ground, right?
Well, here's what Oprah said about that. She says, there are white people who are not as powerful as the system of white people, the caste system that's been put in place, but they still, no matter where they are on the rung or the ladder of success, they still have their whiteness. Whites have a leg up. You still have your whiteness. That's what the term white privilege is. It means that whiteness still gives you an advantage no matter. It is the fundamental issue declared.
So what's
Oprah,
the advantage that I get
assumption.
Of being white, Kurt?
Well, see, like, the advantage you get, Sam, compared to Oprah, is you make a whole lot less money than Oprah does.
Oh, yeah, good point.
See, that's an advantage.
What's my other advantage?
Well, I mean,
they walk in and they see a man or a woman.
Here's another advantage. You can try to remember how much your power bill is or your gas bill and stuff like that. See, poor little Oprah that's a billionaire, she can't even, well, she probably doesn't even go and get her own groceries, Sam.
Well, and I walk
mean,
into a place.
You've got these kind of privileges.
I walk into a place and they see a male me and a female her, and she instantly, in modern times, has privilege. It's
That's
payback,
right.
don't you know, for my ancestors' abuse to women, you know, back in
it's
the day.
It's all
right?
your fault.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Secondly, I walk in and they go male, female. Then the second thing they do is they go white, black. And they go, we even have laws to accelerate her above you.
Yep.
Okay.
Welcome to the new woke America.
And then it gets worse, though. Then they say he's blind. And she can see. Yeah. Now, does that give me advantage?
Yes, that gives you an advantage. That almost puts you back up kind of level. Like Oprah was, I guess there's something called Wrinkle in Time, must be some show I missed. But she invited, which is Oprah. She was in that show, I guess, and I apologize for missing it. But she invited Seth. This guy is a self-described Jewish man from Manhattan. By the way, that's in New York.
Are you allowed to be self-described? Because if he could just say he's a black female lesbian and he'd be on top of the world.
And she invited him to describe his awakening to his own racist self. See, Sam, you could put yourself in this place. She said, you've become woke during this period and realized in that awakening that you are racist, right? Asked Oprah. I just want to know how that happened. Seth replied, I was born in the 70s. I was born and raised in Manhattan. I've always considered myself to be liberal. Now I'm not only a friend of people of color, but also an advocate for them. But this movement over the last month has been
powerful. Hold on a minute. Yes, why doesn't she push back and say we don't want a racist to be our advocate?
Well, Sam, Seth indicted himself as a racist who is aspiring to become an anti-racist. He said, I realized that I couldn't be not racist, continued Seth. I realized, realized that I either was a racist or an anti-racist, and I wasn't, I'm not an anti-racist.
Hold on, can you pass a test or get like a certificate? Can I like be a card-carrying anti-racist?
Well,
what
do you know
to
how
to
you've got
that
these
status,
little,
Kurt?
You know how you've got these little test things where you can see if you got the coronavirus, Sam. In the future, they'll have like little tents where you can go see if you're
a racist. No, dude, you
got to
go through education training for a while. Those don't come so easy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Lisa, by the way, she's a Minnesotan turned Californian. I mean, boy, she's in trouble either way. She attributed biases to all white people, warning of unconscious biases that we as white people have. See, like, Sam, that's the problem with you. You've got these unconscious things, these things that you just don't even know.
See, and that's
got.
My whole point where I might as well admit I'm a racist, because if I don't, I'm still a racist, right? Right? I have no real choice in the matter. Now, they would decide if I can become an anti-racist, and they would put together the criteria that would determine that I've crossed from my native, natural, racist self into a anti-racist. They would decide the hoops to jump through to achieve that enlightened status. Is that right?
Well, I mean, they're the only ones that would be qualified for that, Sam. By the way, the article ends talking about This Mr. Acho, the NFL guy, he says, here's what I told my friends with their white children. I said, y'all live in a white cul-de-sac, in a white neighborhood, in a white city, in a white state. If you were not careful, your children will live their whole life white. And at the ages of 26 and 27, they'll end up being a part of the problem because you just let them and allowed them to live a completely white, sheltered, and culture-less life.
If they're white, wouldn't they want to live white for the rest of their lives, Kurt? Just as if you were black.
Woke,
hold
Sam,
on. Just as if you were black, wouldn't you want to live black for the rest of your life? Or whatever culture you have and whatever heritage you have, wouldn't you want to celebrate that and be that for the rest of your life?
We're talking about billionaire Oprah, the black lady.
And multimillionaire NFL guy, unless he spent it all.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I got a question, though. If he says that, you know, you white people are going to raise your children white and they're going to stay white their whole lives and just be in this bubble and add to the problem or become part of the problem, the systemic racism, what are the hoops he needs us to jump through to jettison that narrative?
Well, I think the only answer, Sam, is for white people to become slaves, as far as I can tell.
Become slaves? We don't believe in slavery.
Well, Sam, it's only part of the reparation process. Okay. So you need to have...
what about all you like people that
Oprah?
Have privilege because you can see?
Oh, that's another problem.
What if they find out I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and they start heaping persecutions on me like they did to my ancestors and literally create an extermination order in the United States of America and force them to leave under bayonet and barrel and gun and rape and murder and pillage and plunder, and they were forced to the Rocky Mountains? What about that?
Well, Sam, we don't really cover those areas. That's just, we've already swept that under the rug, and we don't really want to move the rug, you know.
See, I just don't understand that. I think we're all God's children. And I would say to this NFL player, and I would say to Oprah as well, you know what?
Yeah.
I understand in society that wrongs have been committed in yesteryear. I get it.
Yep.
And I agree. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And I also understand, though, that persecution and or slavery of anybody is wrong. It always has been and always will be. And going forward, that's still true. And therefore, let's not go forward and let the pendulum swing the other direction so hard that we create reverse racism or reverse slavery or reverse persecution of any kind. Let's be wise and careful and harmless and unite together and be humble servants of God that are beyond that view. And let's treat each other like the God's children that we truly are. What about that viewpoint and narrative? Does that just, you know, articulate how racist I really am? And if it does, what do I do to overcome it? What do I do to recover from my...
There's no hope for you, Sam.
There's no hope for me.
In this area,
Well, see, I believe in God Almighty, and there is hope for all of us. Even the ones that believe there's no hope for me, I believe there's hope for.
He's not allowed to be in this conversation. God Almighty.
Why? Is he a racist?
He
created all of us.
He promotes whiteness, you know, Sam.
You want to know why he's a racist? Because he created the human race.
That's it. See, and that is the enemy of the planet, Sam.
Oh, yeah, because we're supposed to believe we all just evolved from the apes and stuff.
That
makes a whole lot more sense to me. What about this idea that there's a loving God who cares about every one of us, and he knows that we're all his children, and he wants us to learn to treat each other with respect and dignity and kindness and true respect and honor, and he wants us to...
Like the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, exactly like that.
That's what I thought you'd bring up next. It just shows you you're really lost.
Well, those who lose their lives shall find it, my friends. And I submit to you that I believe in God Almighty and his Son, Jesus Christ. And I believe in their power to save, regardless of race. They could save every one of us if we turn to them. If we turn to Jesus Christ, he can save us from from our sins, if we're willing to repent and change and jettison our sins. Then he can save us. And that works for everyone, even racists like me. Now, I don't believe I'm a racist for one second, folks, but I'm just telling you, that's the narrative they've painted for me, and I don't know how I can get out of it. The more I deny, the more they claim it's my denial proves its truth. How do you win when that's the narrative, huh? All I can say is God save the Republic of the United States of America.